Welcome to Aspire. I am your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being aired for March 7th, 2021. We're going to be looking at the whole idea of good. And I think this is a tricky subject for a lot of people because the whole idea of good for most people is subjective, you know, whatever benefits them. So when we're looking at the idea of real good and the sense of what makes up good, you can look at the dictionary. It's defined to be desired or approved of, pleasing, welcoming, expressing approval, having the qualities required for a particular role, you know, that kind of thing. This is good for the schools, good for this, that, appropriate to a particular purpose. That's the one I'm looking for. Appropriate to a particular purpose, which is a bias on my part. So what I might call good, another person might not think of as so good. You know, what's the old saying? You know, one man's meat's another man's poison. So it kind of goes with that. So what is good for you? And people often ask me about good, or they assume they know what good is, and they tell me they know what good is. But I look at that and I go, well, I don't know, you know, what that means. And this goes into a deeper subject that maybe we'll get into today. I don't know. We'll see. But I want to look at the word good. I want to separate something before we begin. And this is something that I think is deeply, deeply important. There is a vast difference between good and goodness. Goodness transcends the whole idea of good. Goodness comes out of the ever-ending pouring out of harmony in us and into the world and with people. Goodness is life. Goodness is compassion. Goodness is mercy. Goodness is forgiveness. Goodness is where the good comes from. Now, sometimes good has to do with a particular bias that I might have genetically, and I might think, well, it's good. It's good for me to, let's say, have children. Oh, this is one I get a lot. So somebody might say, well, it's really good that I had a child. But then that goodness turns into a lot of other things that are very difficult. And a person might not have the goodness within themselves to raise a child through good. So now you've got a problem here. Is my goodness up to the task of raising a child in good? In the goodness of, shall we say, compassion and love and forgiveness, will I teach the child that? All sorts of things are involved in this idea of good. So I thought it was worthy of us today on Aspire to take a look at it because I have numerous questions on this over the years, and I chose these three. First one comes from Carrie in Los Angeles. Greg, what is good? For me, it is not for others, but for myself. I think I should have all the good in the world, and others should find their own. What is good, he says. It's an interesting thing because evidently, Carrie, you know what you're saying and how you're saying it. You know exactly that it's selfish, and I'm sure there is a great deal of pride involved in it. So when we're talking about good and goodness, goodness would not apply to you. So what is good? Well, typically, to answer your question, we're going into the succession of your email to me. Most people consider good as whatever benefits them, whatever gives them something they don't have, something they need at a particular moment. Good is whatever benefits them emotionally, maybe biologically, psychologically, financially. There's all sorts of ways of defining good. But the tricky part of our good is it, because we live in impermanence, this good rarely, not always, but rarely translates into something that is forever in us, eternal, as it were. It just rarely does. So when we're looking at good, what is good? Is something that is good just stays good forever? Some things do. They really do. Whatever is born, now listen to me, out of goodness will stay good forever. But whatever is born out of the hope of good, born out of the idea of desperateness, born out of the idea of maybe meeting my fate and my destiny, that can change very quickly into many other things that eventually do work out, in my estimation, into some sense of good. But to have something go from good to goodness, that is really interesting and very rare. Sometimes what is good doesn't look so good. You maybe have a consequence in your life that turned out to be not so good. It looked good in the beginning, everything was fine, and then it turned into something else. And then you have to look at it and go, well, what happened to the good of this? What are we doing here? But you have to be patient. There are certain levels we must go through in the course of a lifetime to reveal the depth and the width of what we are all about and who we are. And sometimes some very ungood, quote unquote, things happen to us. And we wonder, well, why did that happen? But if you hang in there and you realize you're only seeing a part of the picture, a very small part, very, very small, you realize that there is more to it, and goodness is something that perpetuates itself through mercy and change in me. So what is good? Everything has the essence of goodness in it. And if I bring my goodness, if I bring my mercy, my forgiveness to anything, whether it may seem good or not so good, if I bring mercy to it, if I bring consciousness to it, I will be able to see things for the way they are. I will be able to see how this is transforming and transformational. I've had many bad things happen to me, quote unquote, in the course of my lifetime. Many. And all of them were brought on by me, you know, as a human being, definitely. But to change the water into wine, you have to stay in the goodness of your nature, your authentic nature, and then you find whatever it is that wasn't so hot, so great, so good, suddenly turns into a new life, a new perpetual goodness. And you start to realize you have a means to an end. I want to read you a story by Tuangtsa. He was a Zen master, lived many, many hundreds of years ago. But I love this. And when I read this to my students, they love it as well. In the age when life on earth was full, no one paid any attention to worthy men, nor did they single them out as to their ability. Rulers were simply the highest branches on the trees, and the people were like deer in the woods. They were honest and righteous without realizing that they were just doing their duty. They loved each other and did not know that this was love of the neighbor, love of neighbor. They deceived no one, yet did not know that they were men to be trusted. They were reliable and did not know that this was good faith. They lived freely together, giving and taking, and did not know they were generous. For these reasons, their deeds have not been narrated. They made no history. I love that. I deeply, deeply love that. They made no history because our history is based on nefarious acts and fears, terrible things that we like to do. So what is good? You say for me, it is me doing what I want. You talk about that in your email and getting the good before someone else does. That is nefarious. That is not good. Just because something, quote unquote, tickles your fancy, just because you get something that you think may put you ahead of other people or secure your place in this world, doesn't mean it was necessarily good. You want to look at everything from the point of view of its origins. So look at the origins from whence your good did come. That's what you need to see. And if it came from greed or insecurity or fear or anger or vengeance or pride, then you know how it's going to turn out. This is a very important thing to understand. Most people just can't get it and don't get it because they're too busy in their insecurity. And I hope this helps you. I really do. Carrie, thank you for your wonderful question. Please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Kathy in Los Angeles. What is good? It's interesting. Everybody asks the same question. Most people think they understand what this good is. For me, it seems to be, and she puts it very well, the perspective of a person. It is their perception. What do you say, Kathy? Yes, perception is not reality in any way, shape, or form. Everything is illusion and delusion in this world. And when I'm in my illusion, I'm easily deluded to think that something good might happen or something good has happened. And we've seen people who have gotten great sums of money in a lottery and ruined their life. We've seen it. These people make history. And you start to realize as you go along in this life, not everything that glitters is gold. So what is good? Everybody asks this question. What is good? Well, they miss. Good is what you can take with you through death. That is wonderful. That is something magnificent. And the old Taoist story of the man who had a son who brought home a horse, a big, beautiful horse, and later brought in other horses, and later fell and hurt himself and on training the horses and broke his leg, and then didn't have to go to a war due to the fact of his broken leg. Everybody said, oh, this is good, this is good, this is good. And then when his leg got broke doing what was good, all of a sudden, it didn't look so good, but really it was good because he didn't have to go to war, blah, blah, blah. You get into all of this. It goes on and on and on. Nothing is the way I see it. So, Kathy, let me say this to you. Good is not something that happens in the world. It is the goodness that happens. What is your goodness? I ask myself that every day. Before I do radio, before I get up in the morning, I lay in bed and I observe, what is goodness? What is going to be the goodness of me today? Not in the day, but is there going to be goodness? Goodness is defined by my relationship with mercy, forgiveness, and eventually, of course, love. But if I'm not a merciful and forgiving person, if I am only caught in the confines of my own mind and my own value system and my own beliefs, thinking I know what is good. That is when it all goes awry. Most people are absolutely sure they know what is good. They absolutely know it. And they'd be happy to tell you that they know it. And because they know it so much, they confound their issues. Superman said, "Nothing good ever lasts long here on Earth." As he flew away. And he was saying that to Lois Lane. I agree with him. Good on this earth does not last long. And good always turns into something else. It can even become antiquated, outmoded. It could be a lot of different things before it's all said and done with. Good was the wheel. But how we use the wheel turned into a lot of different things. Not so good. And some that seem so good. All of that is just opinion. It is about the idea of a short-sighted mind that can't recognize what's going on. A lot of our thoughts are obsolete. We don't want to admit it, but they are. And we live by these thoughts because we live in thoughts that have rationale, logic, and reasoning, and we think that's the end all. If you rationalize your good, you will miss what real good is all about, because good comes from goodness. The good that we see in the world that comes from what most people would say would be luck or chance, that has nothing to do with good. That has to do with karma. And that karma changes very quickly. It leads to something else and something else and something else. So we get to an interesting place, and I'm going to say this to you, Kathy. Everything that happens to me and happens to you can happen only the way it can happen for us. The good that can happen for you your way is the only way it could happen for you. The good that would happen for me, it's the same. It can only happen to me that way. Your life is happening in the only way it can for you. What defines that way? Well, it's either that you and I are living in the goodness of our mercy, of our compassion, or we are living in the hope of good through our genetic disposition, through our biases. There's either bias or goodness. That's what I'm saying to you. And only you know which one has more power and potential in your life. You're the only one that knows. So if you're going to do this inner work, if you're going to develop and mature into true goodness and make no history, as it were, you will have to start letting go of the bias of what you think of as good and start penetrating deeper and deeper into love, into kindness, into compassion. You will have to go further and deeper beyond the illusion and delusion of our thinking. This is why it is so important to work on yourself. This is really what is meant by working upon myself, where I'm no longer living in the wit and by my wits. I am learning to understand what is authentic within me, what is truly, truly authentic. You sit long in your meditations. Just sit and watch. Watch and listen. Observe. What is the source of my goodness? Is there a goodness in me? This goodness that is merciful. And in that goodness, allows what needs be, to happen the way it happens. Now, if you work from that point of view, then you have something extremely important happening. You have a compassion, a love and a wisdom that most people just simply don't have. If you work from your human bias, your human opinion, your human intellect, you will miss. And that is what religion is all about. Bias. Just think about it. This is what makes me so popular. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. This comes from Hildy. She does not tell me where she lives. Can good be good for all? And then she goes into this idea of her political points of view, and I don't go into that with people. Can a good be good for all? Some people, yes. Some people, no. If good comes from goodness, it can only affect those who operate out of goodness. If good comes out of that goodness and touches somebody's life as an opportunity for change, for transformation, for development, good, but likely not. People are looking for opportunities. They're not looking for the state and the source of all goodness, which is what I've described to you before as mercy and compassion. Forgiveness. It does you no good at all to hold on to resentment. So let's say you forgive someone, Hildy, and your family says, well, that person was an enemy of our family. We don't like him. Why did you do that? Now, you know, this person is going to think they got away with it, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll go into a litany of reasons why you shouldn't have done it. Then you start doubting your goodness. You start doubting your mercy, and you think, did I do the right thing? As long as we continue to live in such a manner, we will miss. And we will miss everything that is important and essential to the state of our life. Sometimes in the hands of people who just are cruel and have cruel intent, they think they're being moral, they think they're being right. They will look at things from their point of view and invent a moral obligation to people, a moral platitude and longitude that they think is the good. And then they live by that only to find that it brings more and more upheaval. If you're going to do good within your heart first. Live in that goodness. Then act from that goodness. No matter what you do, just act from that goodness. If you don't, you will miss. And that's what we're here to do, is to not miss. We're here to find the meaning and the significance of a lifetime that is greater than our ambition and our pride may seem to be. So don't be worried about others. Just be concentrated on where does my goodness come from. Realize that everything that happens to us because it is the only way it could happen to us. And even the bad things that you think are happening to you that you thought were unfair or not right, well, you know what? That's the only way it could happen for you. That's what you need to examine, not the seeming difficulty or the seeming cruelty or the seeming ugliness of it all, the unfairness. You got to look, what is it about me that made all this possible? And once you understand that, and it doesn't go into, well, I was naive and I was trusting and the victim thing. When you can get beyond your victim mode, that's when you'll start to understand that you are fully capable of the very thing that another person did to you. I'm out of here. Thank you, Hildy. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. I hope you'll tune in. And if you have any questions or comments, greg@aspire.org. That's my email, greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.